is Rune Tonsgaard Sørensen. I play the violin in the Danish String Quartet, and you are listening to CFRC Kingston.
Welcome back. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca for those of you listening in through the web. We are located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall on the beautiful Queen's campus. My name is May, and you are now listening to The Mood with May. So it is New Year's Eve. That means that we have a whole new year ahead of us, and what better way to start that off by not even giving it a chance? Now, today's episode is partly inspired by the lovely Christina, DJ Crusher herself. We were talking about what to do for New Year's episode, and I was like, oh, I should do Midwest emo. And she was like, you know what? You could call it, like, not even giving the year a chance. So that's what this is. This is, you're on the bus to your first day of like fifth grade, and you have Midwest emo, you have La Dispute in your earbuds blasting. You're not even giving the day a chance. You're not even giving the year a chance. That's what today is. Now, because I mentioned La Dispute, you know I had to include it. We'll get into that in just a minute. However, there is going to be a good handful of songs today. I'm very excited. And there's some here where I literally just put them in because of the title of the song. So you're gonna love it. This is the best way to start your year off. So without further ado, we're going to kick it off with La Dispute and I Shaved My Head. Now, the reason that I put this song specifically, one, because it's a new track from them. This song came out on their album No One Was Driving the Car from September 5th, so about 3 months ago-ish. So first of all, big news for the depressed girlies and they-thems of the world. This is for you, La Dispute, to start your year off. And then the other reason I put it is because the title of the song, I Shaved My Head, because that's what being home for the holidays makes me feel like I want to do. And also starting a new year, there's something so existential about that, that I'm like, I need to shave my head. I need to start fresh. I need like a clean palette. And now listen, I could never shave my head. I think I would actually cry and throw up and scream and pee my pants because I get a haircut and I'm like, oh, but I liked it long. So if I ever shave my head, just know that there's something very, very, very wrong going on in my life and I need to be checked in somewhere. That being said, when I'm with my family, I'm very close to that exact feeling. Love them. But I'm sure some of you can relate. After that, we have Alexis on Fire with 44 Caliber Love Letter. I think that speaks for itself. I'm not going to delve into that further. I think you can infer how that might work in this sense. And then after that, we're going to do maybe four at a time. We are going to put in, I guess, something that's more Christmassy, but I think it still counts. We're in the like limbo between Christmas and New Year's that this is okay. This is Joyce Manor with Christmas Card off of their album Never Hungover Again from 2014. Now, Joyce Manor is another group from the Midwest emo area genre, etc., that I absolutely obsessed over. And I think that's a pretty common one. Yeah, Constant Headache is their biggest song, and that's the song that I discovered them through. And let me tell you, I think that was probably one of my top songs in and around like middle school era. So that's that. And then finally, we are going to play another lovely Canadian artist. This is Box Cutter. This is off of their 2022 EP. It's more like Embracing. And this song specifically is called The Surface of Lake Ontario Lies Below the Bottom of Lake Erie. Now, that song title just scratches my brain, and I don't think it has anything to do with the theme that we're talking about today. But I just really like that that's the song title. So that being said, we're going to get right into things with La Dispute, because how else would you want to start off your new year except with La Dispute? So here is I Shaved My Head by La Dispute right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM. We're not even giving the year a chance.
I shaved my head in the sink. I left the water running. I watched my hair block the train. And on the bathroom's flooding ground, built no work for myself. I long for end times coming. I understood what it meant to need to kill and reset. The stranger standing reflected. Try to change what I become.
44 caliber love letter straight from my heart. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. You just finished listening to The Surface of Lake Ontario Lies Below the Bottom of Lake Erie. That was by Box Cutter. And then before that, we had Joyce Manor with Christmas Card, 44 Caliber Love Letter by Alexis on Fire. And at the very top of that set, we had La Dispute with I Shaved My Head, which is how I'm feeling around this time of the year, is that I need to shave my head. This is the mood with May. We're not even giving the year a chance. We're starting it off with Midwest Emo and Alexis on Fire, which is semi-adjacent, just really angry, angsty. Everything that you would want to start your year off with, of course. Coming up next, we have four more songs. We're gonna kick it off with a song which, as I was saying in the last segment, I kind of went off of also the song titles to inform what was being added to this. So we're going to kick it off with Robo Pumpkin and I Don't Want to Go Home. Now, this is very relatable to those of us who simply just, I don't know, maybe don't want to go home for the holidays, kind of just want to be in our own zone, our own space. This is off of their 2023 album, Your House is the Only Place I Feel at Home. I think this speaks to me because a lot of the times, especially growing up in high school, I would spend a lot of time at my friends' houses. And even now, I find when I'm home for break, I'm not really spending time at home. I'm all over the place, whether it's at my partner's house, whether it's at my friend's house, whether I'm going out to my local cafes and catching up with all of the baristas because we're besties. I tend not to spend a lot of time at home because I just kind of spiral. Anyhow, so that's that song for you. And then after that, we are going to play Memento Mori by Crywank. Now, this is off of their album Tomorrow is Nearly Yesterday and Every Day is Stupid from 2015. But specifically, I added this song simply just because the title, which is like, remembering that you must die or like being reminded of your mortality. And I think I definitely am reminded of my mortality every time I'm home for the holidays. I sound like a depressed teenager. What's happening here? It's almost like every time I go home, I revert back to 13-year-old me. Anyhow, that being said, Memento Mori by Crywank. And then we are going to listen to Pup with If This Tour Doesn't Kill You, I Will, because that's how I feel with my family when I'm just kind of like hands around their neck, like, if this doesn't kill you, I will. This is off of Pup's album The Dream Is Over from 2016, which is a classic. I know that they've been touring and I know a couple people that I know from the station went. I couldn't get out. It was that time of year where it's just so intense with exams and finals and it's just too much. But one day I will see Pup live. And then finally, we're going to finish off with another, I guess, Christmas related song. It's by The Wonder Years. It's called Christmas at 22 because I'm 22 and it's Christmas, so I kind of just had to. This is off of their 2013 collection called Sleeping on Trash, a collection of songs recorded 2005 to 2010. Anyhow, Christmas at 22 is pretty much my year, my Christmas this year, I guess. This is the mood with May. We're not giving the year a chance because we're starting off with Robo Pumpkin and I Don't Want to Go Home on CFRC 101.9 FM.
die, but I've yet to feel alive. So I'll just lay here and cry alone, 'cause your house is the only place I feel at home. I don't wanna die, but I've yet to feel alive. So I'll just lay here and cry alone, 'cause your house is the only place I feel at home. I don't wanna die, but I've yet to feel alive. So I'll just lay here and cry alone, 'cause your house is the only place I feel at home.
stone cold. I took my brother's keys and I drove. Turn the headlights on, cause it's already dark at 6 p.m. And I'll navigate familiar roads to the Christmas songs on the radio. I'll turn it off or let it snow. I won't be snowed in.
I'm visiting all the friends I haven't seen since August to catch up on the things we missed while we're in college.
We'll find a house party when the party's close, and I'll drive all my chunky friends home, proving once again no one we've ever known has really changed that much since high school. So let's sit on the TV and wait for Christmas specials. We'll make a frozen pizza, watch your soul.
Just finished listening to Christmas at 22 by The Wonder Years. Before that, we had Pup with If This Tour Doesn't Kill You, I Will. And then Crywank with Memento Mori. And at the very top of that set, I Don't Want to Go Home by Robo Pumpkin, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is your New Year's fixing of Midwest emo. We're not even trying to start the year off right, which sounds about right. I don't know. This feels very reminiscent of being on the bus in middle school and just going to school, listening to La Dispute in your ears and being like, oh, what an awful day, what an awful time. And you're like 13 years old and going to school. Like, it really was never that deep, but it felt like the end of the world. Now that being said, as you get older, and I'm not like, I get so much trouble from my housemates and like my friends who are actually like older than me when I'm like, oh, I feel so old. And like, when you get older, you feel like this because they're like, you're 22. And I'm like, yeah, that's fair. I feel like I've lived a lifetime. And that's not just me being 22 and saying that. Like, I have actually gone through, I've gone through some stuff, and it is what it is. But that being said, we're going to start the year off with Midwest emo. Coming up next, we have Modern Baseball, another classic, with Hours Outside in the Snow. This is off of their album Sports from 2012. I think this, again, is pretty self-explanatory. Like, it's winter time. You're going to be out in the snow. That's why it's on this playlist. And then after that, we have Treehouse of Horror with So That's What You Meant When You Said Life Is Like a Loaded Gun. Because every day at my house over the holidays feels like a loaded gun is pointed at me. I'm not going to talk about that. This is off of their EP, Because Our Days Are Numbered, which they do really feel numbered at this point in my life, from 2024. And this is a Chance recommendation. Same with Box Cutter. I've listened to them a couple of times, but I have to actually fully do a deep dive. So that's what I've been doing over the break. After that, we have Pet Symmetry with My Exhausted Month of May. This is off of their album Pets Hounds from 2015. Now, the reason that I chose this song is because my name is May, obviously, and every month is my exhausted month of May, because every month is the month of May for me, because my name is May. And I hope that makes sense to you, because it hardly makes sense to me. And then finally, we are going to play another, this is a newer Canadian artist, actually, called Tiger Lily. This is a single from them called Some Kind of Necromancer. This came out December 3rd. I'm really excited to see what happens with their like trajectory. I just discovered them when I was looking for Canadian shoegaze, and I have yet to really deep dive into everything that they're doing, but I listened to their 2024 album Swan Sting, and I've listened to this is their newest single. I'm gonna deep dive into some of their older EPs a la 2020, because I think that would be a really fun time. Like I said, this is my Midwest emo phase reemerging. So without further ado, here is Modern Baseball. I hope that you don't have to spend hours outside in the snow.
All of Christmas Eve, fake angry at you for who knows what now or then. And you spoke so fast, I just sat back, relaxed, and took you all in. You sent me this, what's better than seeing what I'm missing daily. I guess what I'm trying to say is that you might run, but I won't hide. Shed an ounce of light, so my half hopeless life. Let me go.
And though I
back. You just finished listening to Some Kind of Necromancer by Tiger Lily. Before that, we had Pet Sematary with My Exhausted Month of May. Before that, So That's What You Meant When You Said Life Is Like a Loaded Gun, Treehouse of Horror. And at the very top of that set, Modern Baseball with Hours Outside in the Snow. We're going to finish it off with two more songs. The first one is by Shift Meal. It's called Winter. I hardly know her. And I had to include this. Self-explanatory. And then finally, we have Newfound Interest in Connecticut with The Computers Stopped Exchanging Information. Now, I included this track because I'm bringing back Y2K for 2026. The world is going to end. So without further ado, here is Winter, I Hardly Know Her by Shift Meal on CFRC 101.9 FM.
It's getting cold again. And I miss seeing almost all my friends. But I can't leave this room with this December gloom. I just lay back down again. I guess that's just fine. Yeah, that's just fine. Complain about my life and my regrets. I sucked the romance out of my cigarette and burnt the filter to my thumb. Question everything I've done. You're the blood that's in my lungs. You're the ulcer on my tongue. That's just fine. Yeah, that's just. We'll be right back.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched applications for its 2026 Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence program. Young emerging artists are invited to come create new music in our studios, perform it live on air, attend industry workshops, get paid, and get studio recordings and video to build their artistic portfolios. Applications are live now via CFRC.ca and open through December 31st. Airwave YGK Musician Residencies are made possible through the support of the City of Kingston and Kingston Arts Council. Local lives here at CFRC. Apply today so we can amplify your talent tomorrow.
Broadcasting live from the basement of Carruthers Hall.